Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. The world is in a downward spiral and becoming harder and harder to reach with the gospel. Or is it? Be encouraged as Pastor Mark Gilmore shares how the Great Commission is being accomplished right now.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, where we just finished the 2019 Victory Conference that we've been telling you about. And I'm sitting next to Pastor Gilmore, who, as far as I'm concerned, shared one of the highlights of the Victory Conference as far as the generation is concerned. There are a lot of things that we aim to do here in these podcasts. We aim to challenge you. We aim to encourage you. But I believe what Pastor Gilmore is going to be sharing is something that we need you to pray for and perhaps even be involved in as the Lord would lead. I'm very excited about some of the doors that God is opening for our movement, and I'd like for Pastor Gilmore, if you could share a little bit about what I'm talking about here.
Well, it sure is good to speak with each one of you about what I have found to be one of the most remarkable open doors in our world today. I know that many of you, as young people, attend schools, government schools right here in America, and often sense the spiritual battle that it is in the context of just public schools. Know that folks don't appreciate the Word of God, don't really want you to walk according to the values that Jesus Christ would place in your heart. Can you imagine a country in which the leaders are burdened that the young people in every single school have the Bible, read it, understand it, so that they can live according to it? Well, young people, that's what's happening in one country in our world today. That country is called Papua New Guinea. It's down in the South Pacific, just north of Australia, one of the larger islands in our world, and half of that island is the nation Papua New Guinea. And in May of 2016, a group of missions representatives from a mission agency called Baptist International Missions met with some of the government and national leaders of this nation specifically to talk about how they could arrange to distribute a free Bible to every elementary student, every middle school student, every high school student, and over 16 university college campuses there in the nation of Papua New Guinea. What an amazing thing. They had found out that on the island of Fiji, or the nation of several islands called Fiji, they had this mission organization had distributed over 221,000 Bibles to all the students in that nation. And so these leaders said, that's what we need for our next generation here in our own nation. In fact, in an address at the House of Parliament, a proclamation was made with this statement: Mr. Prime Minister, we need moral values more than anything else in this nation. You will find that the Bible is the only source that contains these values more than any other faith document. Well, of course, we know that the Bible is the only Word of God. And that's why it has the power that it has. And here we have the opportunity to get the Word of God into the hands of every single student. I was speaking just this week to a man who was on the island in 2017 at the very first distribution of these Bibles. They were in a high school. And as they talked to the principal of the high school, they handed him a document that basically was from the government directing him to order an assembly so that they could describe the Word of God, hand it to them, and preach the gospel. And the principal of the school said, you don't need to order me to do this. I want you to do this. And so they had an amazing assembly. Then the principal said, I have an hour set aside every week for a Bible study to be taught to my students, and I don't have anyone to teach it. And he begged them to come and lead this Bible study in their school. And the missions, the guest missionaries were able to convince a nearby pastor that this is a great opportunity he should take hold of. And they made the first arrangement. And when they showed up, it was a volunteer assembly, and over 400 young people were there waiting to hear about the Word of God. And here the principal's begging it. He said, I have government funds. I could pay someone to come here and teach my students. We've got to have this teaching here in our government school. Can you imagine that? That's amazing. It probably blows the minds of some of you young people realizing that the teachers and principals of schools could actually be begging for the Word of God to be taught in their schools. But that's what's happening in Papua New Guinea. The majority of the population of that island is under the age of 25 or 30. They're young people, and they're burdened. You know, the Bible says that temptation is common to man. There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Young people, the same temptations you face here, the young people in Papua New Guinea are facing. They have the same issues with sexual temptation, the same issues with violence and gang activity, the same issues with rebellion and just lack of knowledge of God. And someone needs to go and tell them. And here's the awesome thing, that island has been settled and influenced by the Australians. Of course, they were influenced by the British. And so you have an English language that is common across the entire nation, the entire country of Papua New Guinea. It's like it's the common trade language. It's English. So that means an English-speaking young person, an English-speaking preacher could stand in front of these assemblies and actually communicate. I travel the world, and I know what it's like to not be able to communicate because of the language barrier. But basically, in this nation of Papua New Guinea, there's no language barrier. A young person, a leader, could go onto that island, stand in front of any person or groups of persons, and give the gospel. And here they are begging for someone to come and rescue this next generation from the strongholds of sin, and they know that the Word of God is the answer. What an amazing thing. They've been working at this distribution now for about 2 years. The invitation and the plans began to be set in 2016. They began to roll it out in 2017. Of course, now it's 2019, and to date, they've been able to distribute 450,000 Bibles in 344 secondary schools. They're almost done with the distribution of this initial distribution to the high schools. And they have now gotten to 240 primary schools or middle schools, and they still have 3,460 schools to get to, along with 16 universities. So the job is still years of work ahead. They've received donations of $2.3 million. So that's an amazing miracle right there. They've printed 770,000 Bibles, and they are on site in country. And so they've got about 300,000 sitting there ready for distribution. By the way, you'll find this interesting. Papua New Guinea is a very rainy country. The climate is incredibly moist. So when they print these Bibles, they actually print them with like a plastic cover. And so it's well protected. It'll last through the difficult climate of Papua New Guinea. Also, a neat thing about these Bibles is that the opening a dozen or two pages is a clear gospel presentation. So these Bibles have in them the Word of God, the gospel presentation, and then, of course, the Bible. They are English Bibles, so you could go and you could give them the Bible and read it to them and explain it to them. A small team, leave with me on this coming week. I'm taking a deacon from my church. I'm taking two young seminary students who are training to minister the Word of God. We're going to go. We're going to join the the leader of this mission. And we're going to go to, I don't know how many schools we'll get to for a couple weeks. We'll prepare these Bibles, work with local national pastors, have these assemblies, distribute hundreds of Bibles. And I'm just excited about it. You know, as I think of the generation and its world mission to see a movement of young people, what a better, an amazing context than Papua New Guinea, where they're literally asking for a movement of young people. They're asking for the Word of God. And so would you make this a matter of prayer? And I don't know what God's going to do. Maybe someone listening today can join one of these trips and go with me or go with Brother Bosler and go with some other leader and actually get your feet on the ground, get a scene before your eyes that'll change your life as we see what God is doing in this amazing open door. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, it says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." I'm just glad that God's word says we have a triumph that's in Christ, and that triumph is to go to every place. Even the most remote places, that triumph of Christ can be known if we can get the word of God there, preach the gospel, and someone's got to take it there, and this is an amazing open door. So I'm thankful for this opportunity to share with you today.
Thank you for that, Pastor Gilmore. And you know, young people, I trust you'll pray for this this trip. This is somewhat of a survey trip in my mind. I believe the generation may well be a part of what God is doing over there. Just pray for wisdom and pray if God would have you be a part of it in some way, that God would open the door and make it clear. And ultimately, if you'll surrender to Christ completely, and if you'll depend on him to do what he's called you to do, he'll make it clear. And more than just making it clear, he'll enable you to do exactly what he's called you and me to do, which is to turn the world upside down with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.